SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
The next generation of Ray-Ban Meta is here. The Wayfarer Gen 2 AI glasses, now at Harvey Norman. Capture life hands-free with an ultra-wide 12-megapixel camera shooting bold photos and 3K video. Enjoy open-ear audio for music, calls and podcasts while staying aware of your surroundings. With Meta AI, get answers, capture content and navigate your day using only your voice. Plus, enjoy up to 8 hours of battery life. Ray-Ban Meta Wayfarer Gen 2, starting at $598 at Harvey Norman.
You're listening to SBS News.
In 2024, rallies were held across the country calling for action on what seemed like an epidemic of violence against women. This woman spoke to SBS at a Melbourne protest.
I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and in the 3 decades since then, nothing's changed.
Independent MP Allegra Spender represents the electorate of Wentworth in Sydney's eastern suburbs. She says the problem of violence against women remains a major concern.
People look around some of the different parts of the country and think, oh, it doesn't happen here. But when I speak to the police in my local area, up to half of their time is focused on domestic violence.
Tiffany Carlson is the CEO of the Canberra Rape Crisis Centre. She says her work has shown her the extent to which women's safety is still at risk.
As a worker who works in a frontline sexual violence service every day, I see the reality behind the statistics. 1 in 3 girls is a victim survivor of child sexual abuse, and 1 in 5 women is a victim survivor of adult sexual assault.
Sue Webbeck runs the Domestic Violence Crisis Service in the ACT. She says there is significant unmet demand.
Phone calls are going unanswered. That means that we don't know who is at the other end of that phone call and what type of support or help they might need.
For Renee Carr from advocacy group Fair Agenda, these experiences show Australia has an ongoing crisis when it comes to the safety of women. She says not enough resources are being put towards helping them.
Women are being murdered, and yet our domestic violence services still aren't funded to meet demand. We have rape survivors who are waiting outrageously long times to access counselling support. If any of us called for an ambulance or a fire service, we would expect it to respond in a timely manner. Women who are impacted by domestic violence or sexual violence should be able to have the same expectation of a timely response.
Kate Chaney is the independent MP for Curtin in Western Australia. She says there are serious delays in many places.
In Western Australia, people wait up to a year for sexual violence support services, and this is really unacceptable.
Tiffany Carlson shares similar concerns. She says more funding and a better system for ensuring the money is sustainably delivered will be better for everyone.
Services like mine provide a continuum of care for victim survivors across crisis response, counselling, education and legal and medical advocacy. And we know from all of the research that early specialist intervention leads to better outcomes for individuals and a lower cost on legal and medical systems downstream.
On Wednesday, Social Services Minister Tanya Plibersek announced additional funding for the sector. It was announced alongside a standalone plan for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to address family, domestic and sexual violence.
We're announcing an additional $218 million of funding that will begin to flow from the 1st of July into communities around Australia. That extra funding will deliver new services, for example, helping women trapped in small remote locations get to safety if they need to leave a violent relationship, or working with men and boys who are at risk of using violence to change their behaviour, or working with young parents to connect them to supports, to get the wisdom of elders in playgroups so that they can raise their children strong and happy and healthy in community.
Kate Chaney says it's nowhere near what's required.
The government's announcement really only addresses indexation of the commitment that's already been made so that those people can be kept. It doesn't add capacity. And what we know is that demand massively outstrips supply.
So Sue Webbeck says the main issue, apart from a lack of substantial money, is the way that funding is delivered, which forces them to spend money on administrative costs.
We aren't talking just about money. We're talking about the sustainability of funding.
Saying frontline services like the ones she runs are not being listened to.
We have a fundamental misalignment between announcements from the Commonwealth to action from states and territories. The Commonwealth is making resources available, but the states and territories become responsible for passing that on to frontline service agencies and creating the environments of which people land.
Adjunct Professor Muriel Bamblett stood alongside Tanya Plibersek during the unveiling of the standalone Indigenous plan and the announcement of additional funding. She says she is hopeful that the wide approach it will take will bear fruit.
Systems have to change, the court processes, the policing, the way justice is implemented, the way that housing and homelessness, child protection systems, all of those need to change. Our Aboriginal communities are sick of violence, and men are coming to us and saying, let us be part of the solution. We know that we're part of the problem at the moment, but we want to be a part of the solution. And Plan hopes to be able to get to work with men, to be able to work with LGBTQI+, to be able to work with organisations. I think we have to address this terrible issue that's killing our women.
For Renee Carr, these are all positive measures. But she says much more funding is needed.
There's a lot that the Albanese government can be proud of when it comes to significantly improving women's position in Australia, but women's access to safety services isn't yet one of them.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.
Ready to level up your world? Get the MetaQuest 3S, available now at Harvey Norman. With a lightweight and wireless design, you can transform any room into a theatre, playground, or hangout spot with friends. Enjoy lightning-fast load times and improved battery life, and the power to blend virtual objects with your physical space, so you can experience two worlds at once. MetaQuest 3, starting at $498 at Harvey Norman.